Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Welcome back to your Morning Boost and a very happy Wednesday out there to each and every one of you. Today, we are tackling a topic that might be the most critical yet most overlooked factor in your classroom success. We often focus intently on what our students need to learn, lesson plans, content delivery, and pedagogical strategies. But what about the brains guiding them? It turns out a teacher's neurological health isn't just a personal matter. It's a critical, often counterintuitive factor in student achievement. Forget what you thought you knew about classroom dynamics. We are revealing the surprising neuroscience behind why a happier, more balanced educator's brain means profoundly better learning outcomes for every child you teach. Stay tuned as we share simple neurohacks you can use today to increase your own resilience and impact. The intrinsic connection between your well-being and your influence on student achievement is rooted in neurological principles, specifically your ability to manage stress and stay present. When you feel regulated, your students feel regulated. Our goal is to leverage these principles to build genuine, sustainable resilience. Here are three immediately actionable neurohacks for teacher well-being. Number one, mindfulness and neuroplasticity. The five-minute reset. Your brain is inherently plastic, meaning it can reorganize itself. Practices like brief, focused breathing aren't just about relaxation. They're actively strengthening the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for emotional regulation, complex problem-solving, and attention. By consistently incorporating a 2 to 5 minute silent reset into your planning period or before a difficult meeting, you are physically reshaping your brain for greater calm and resilience against compassion fatigue. As psychologist Dr. Rick Hansen notes, the mind is like a garden, and the brain is like the soil. We are the gardeners. You can intentionally grow positive neural pathways. Now the power of oxytocin. Cultivating colleague connection. When you genuinely connect with a colleague, your brain releases oxytocin, often called the bonding hormone. This hormone is a powerful natural antagonist to cortisol, the primary stress hormone. Think of it as an internal stress dampener. Encourage and participate in brief, non-work-related connection rituals. For example, maybe a fifth-grade teacher and her teacher partner start a 2-minute laugh break every Tuesday afternoon where they just share the funniest non-educational meme or video they found that week. This simple oxytocin boost becomes a reliable tool for navigating the inevitable midweek slump. Just will help reset emotional states before the afternoon lessons. The third point here is movement. This is nature's balm. It's BDNF for brain health. Physical movement isn't just for physical fitness. It releases brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is essentially fertilizer for your neurons. This supports memory and cognitive function, and you don't need a gym, just a shift in routine. Take a walk outside during your lunch break. Even 5 minutes in a natural environment is shown to reduce activity in this prefrontal cortex, the area linked to rumination and negative thinking. Just make a conscious effort to incorporate a brief walk and stretch into your day to give your brain the restoration it needs to tackle complex teaching challenges.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
As we wrap up this morning, let's establish this fundamental truth. Your well-being is not a luxury or an extra you need to fit in. It's the necessary foundation for your pedagogical impact. By using these neural hacks to intentionally regulate your nervous system, you aren't just taking care of yourself. You are fortifying your capacity for patience, clear decision-making, and deep connection with your students. You deserve to work from a place of strength, and your brain is waiting for you to lead it toward resilience. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful Wednesday. We'll be back again tomorrow with more on Your Morning Boost. So until that time, thanks for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.